The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Chrisus Daf Chof Beis. The Gemara at the beginning of this daf brings down a braiso, dam shal gabe kikor, blood that's on a loaf of bread, goyereva oichle. You could scrape off, you must scrape off the blood before you continue eating from the loaf of bread. If there's blood between the teeth, if someone has blood in between his teeth, in other words, it's still in his mouth and never came out of his mouth, he could suck it and he could swallow it and does not have to worry about it being any aveira. And this is Gepaskin in Shulchan Aruch. In other words, in essence, what this Braisa is saying is that although blood of a human being is not prohibited min haTorah, it's perfectly permitted. Nevertheless, Chazal prohibited eating human blood when it's separated from the human body, when it can be confused with the blood from an animal. Chazal said there's an issur of marisayin, there's an issur that it looks like blood of an animal. And therefore, if a person had some blood oozing out of it from between his teeth, and he bit into his bread, and so naturally some blood landed on the bread that he bit into. So now there's blood that's separated from him. Now this blood that's on his bread, despite the teeth bites, it's not differentiable between this blood and blood of an animal. Nobody could know, theoretically, that this is blood of a human being. And as such, Chazal said there's an Isser Marasayin, Chazal assured a person to eat such blood, and the Rambam says it's an Isser Medivrei Soifrim, and it goes so far that the Rambam says that he'll get Makis Mardus if he eats the blood of a human being. The Chayiv would have to be the amount that a person would be Chayiv on for eating blood of an animal, but be that as it may, there could possibly even be a Makis Mardus, a punishment of Makis Mardus for eating and blood of a human being when it's a marasayin, when it could be confused with blood from an animal. But when there's no marasayin, when it's still in the mouth, it is permitted to be eaten. There's no problem. A person doesn't even have to be choshish. There's no problem whatsoever. Now, there's a toisis that really discusses, so why when it's in the mouth is it not a problem? We find the Chazal say that when things are also because of marasayin, even when it's chadri chadorim, even when it's bitzina, even when it's in secret, it's prohibited. So Tosfos says that only by Isser Torah, Chazal answered, even marasayin, even when it's in bitzina, even when it's in chadri chadorim. However, when it's Isser Rabbanon, when it's a marasayin, that even if it's a marasayin, that the something that's only an Issa D'Rabbanon, so then Chazal did not answer Bitzino. Now, we'll see more about that topic soon, Be'ez Hashem. This is a very practical halacha, that numerous times someone is bleeding, and the blood could get out the food, and a lady could be preparing food, perhaps, and she was bleeding because she whatever it was, her skin was dry, she got a cut, whatever it may be, and some blood got onto the food, so she has to scrape off that piece of food that has the blood, she has to throw that out. It's prohibited. Once the blood got mixed in, if let's say she was bleeding and she already got mixed in, it's no longer visible, no longer, then it's permitted, then it's not a problem. And there is a Kaf HaChayim that says that if so often this is a, it happens quite often, somebody got a cut. And what does the teacher in class say? If a boy gets a cut in the middle of the class, just lick your finger. No, you can't go out. Lick your finger. Says the Kaf HaChayim, it is permitted to lick a finger, even though here it's out of the mouth. It's not like the case that it's between the teeth. He says, since it's clearly visible, it's still right by the person's body, says the Kaf HaChayim, it's permitted to suck the blood from your finger. There it's nikkur to everybody, that it's coming from the human body, that's not considered separated, and therefore it's permitted, there's no issur of marasayin. Now the Rishonim came along And they extended this Gemara that prohibits eating the blood of a human because of Maris Ayin. They extended it to other cases in the area of Kasheros, that there's a halach of Maris Ayin. The Chubas HaRajbin Chilagimla Simen Yesh Nun Zayin, which is brought in Beis Yosef, which is later Paskin in Shulchan Aruch, says that just like this is prohibited, so too, it's prohibited to cook meat with the milk from a human. Milk from a lady is also to cook meat with it, and then eat it, because just like we have these halachas of blood that comes from fish, or blood from a human being, that it's prohibited because of Maris Ayin, so too the milk from a human being could be confused with milk from an animal, and therefore if milk with the meat is prohibited because of Maris Ayin. The Ramah has another case, and the Ramah says, let's say milk made out of shkedim, milk that's made from almonds, there it's also prohibited, unless, the Rama says, unless it's only that it's the flesh of a bird, basar oif, since the iser of, the prohibition of eating milk with meat from a bird is only prohibited rabbinically, only midir abonon. Chazal never instituted their iser. Chazal did not go so far to say that it's maris ayin when it's only a possibility of a rabbinical prohibition. Since basar oif b'chalav is only midir abonon, there's no iser maris ayin on such a thing. So the Shach actually asks on that, because he proves that there's maris ayin even when it's an iser midir abonon. He says, we have in Hilchos Shabbos, you're not allowed to take an animal with a bell on Shabbos because it looks like you're taking it to the shuk to sell it. Now, even if he would be taking it to the shuk to sell, the maximum he'd be in violation of would be the iser of buying and selling. Buying and selling on Shabbos is only a prohibition midrabbanan. So there you see that even though it's only maris ayin, that it looks like he's doing a rabbinical iser, still, it's only, the Chazal asked it for maris ayin, even though it's only looking like he's doing something that's derabbanan. So asks the Shach and the Ramah. So there's two ways, basically, that the Achrayim answer the Shach's question. And one way to answer is that the Ramah was only Mekel Bitzino. It's when it's only a possibility that he'll be in violation of Issa Dirambonon, and he's only doing a bitzina, he's eating it in his house, so then that's where the Ramah was Mekel and Chol of Shkedim with Basar Oif. The Ramah permitted eating almond milk with meat from a bird, because he's talking about bitzina, when it's only Maris Ayin of Issa Dirabona, and it's bitzina, that's where the Ramah was Mekel. So then it would come out, even the Ramah would agree that if it would be Sudais Gedoilis, if it would be out of his house, if it would be like Be'achasana, then it would be prohibited to eat almond milk together with meat from a bird. And the Prima Gadim Taka says like that, that a person has to be machmir by Sudais Gedoilis, that a person should not eat Cholav Shkedim, they should not eat this almond milk together with the meat from a bird. Now, we find that, before I get to that, so Ramosha has a different answer, and Ramosha Nigris Moshe says that the answer is that there's a difference between Hilchos Shabbos and elsewhere. This, that the Shach brought a raya, that even by Issa D'Rabbonon, we find Chazal said that there's Issa Maris Ayin, that's only by Hilchos Shabbos. Hilchos Shabbos, since Hilchos Shabbos is more stringent, we find Chazal were more strict when it came to Hilchos Shabbos. So that's why over there we find that even though it's only a possibility of being violation, it only looks like he's violating it, Issa D'Rabbonon, nevertheless Chazal assured they made the prohibition of maris ayin. But elsewhere in the Torah, which is not as stringent, Chazal were not as strict, and therefore, that's why the Rimah permitted eating cholef shkedim, milk from almonds, with basar oif, with meat from a bird. Now the question is, so when is it permitted to go ahead? Is there anything that's permitted? There is a Das Torah. The Maharsham in the Sefer Das Torah talks about cocoa butter. Other things, in other words, that are imitations of milk, that are not real milk, they're not milk from a cow. Are they permitted or prohibited with meat? And he says the Maharsham, since everybody knows that this is not the real thing, this is not real milk, something that's well known, so then it's not a problem of marasai. Now, you have to have a hagdara. What does that mean? Because the Rimah talked about cholef shkedim, and he said there was a problem of marasai, even though apparently it was popular enough to eat almond, to drink almond milk, that the Rimah discussed it in Shulchan Aruch. And he had minhagim about it. So it was popular enough, and still, despite the fact that people knew or were aware that there is such a thing as almond milk, nevertheless, there was still maris ayin on it. So the Masham comes along and says, but if it's very popular, so popular, everyone knows, nobody will confuse this, everybody will realize right away that this is not real milk, so then it's permitted with meat. The question is, so what's the hagdar? What's the guideline? We know something that's somewhat popular, the Rimah said there is a problem maris ayin, and Masham tells us something that's very popular, there's no marasayin. So the Rabbi Felder Shlita, the Paisik in Lakewood, quotes the Sefer Cheshev HaEfoid, Rabbi Padua from London, that he writes in his Sefer that if it's so popular that a person would not think twice, the onlooker would not think twice, they would right away realize that this is the imitation, it's not the real thing, then it's permitted, and then there's no Issa Maris Ayin. So things that are very popular, today we have a lot of such foods, that it's very popular, no, it's not like it's unusual, it's quite usual. Anybody would right away realize that it's imitation, or think that it's possibly the imitation, then there's no prohibition of Maris Ayin. We find actually that the Tshuva of the Shevet Alevi in Chelek Tes Mekuf Nun Zayin talks about parv schnitzel. There's a lot of things made out of soy nowadays, especially in Eretz Yisrael. It's very popular. So at least in Eretz Yisrael, he says these parva schnitzels that are made out of soy, they're nowadays, they're very mefursim, that there is such a thing of parv schnitzel, of soy schnitzel, and it's not meat. So therefore, you could eat it together with cheese and milchigs, and it's not a problem. The Sefer Badei HaShulchan writes that even when Maris Ayin is a problem, but if you put a label near it, that would be a good simmer, that would be a hecker to show that you're having the imitation instead of the real. So for example, if you have a food that is not so popular, not popular enough, but putting the label there would be the hecker, and that would permit it and would relieve the Maris Ayin issue. Rabbi Shmuel Felder, Shlita, Paisik and Lakewood, that I mentioned before, he says he's Ma'ir though, that not all labels are the same. Sometimes they make the label of the imitation to look quite similar to the real thing. So then it's not helping you that you have the label there. Again, we have to have that the situation is set up that right away, when a person sees it, they realize that there's no issue of vas b'chala going on. So as long as the situation is set up like that, then it's permitted. If not, otherwise, it's prohibited. This concludes this shiur.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.